Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord God, once again, we're before you. Lord, we love you and we want to serve you and we want to live for you. The only way we can do that is with your help. We can't do it on our own. So we're here this morning, Lord, and we just ask that you'd minister to us, just speak to us. And we just thank you so much, Father. We praise and worship you. We thank you for Jesus. And just speak through me now as we listen to your, what do you have to say this morning? We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I just want to go to basics again. I like basics because that's the most important stuff. Most of us believe in God. I mean, you can go out on the street and the majority of the people believe there is a God. That's about where it ends usually. They'll pray to God if something's going wrong in their life and if they need help. But the rest of the time, he's just out there, kind of, and they don't really think about him. But at some point, you know, our life's going to be over. And then we have to figure out, you know, do we believe there's an eternity? Or do we believe when we die, it's just all over? You know, we just go in the ground and there's no more. We're just gone. Well, there again, you go out and you look, and the majority of the people believe that there is an afterlife. I mean, it doesn't matter if you talk to Muslims. I mean, the majority of people believe that there is an afterlife. I would say all of us would want the afterlife to be great. I'm hoping my afterlife would be a whole bunch better than here. I mean, here is not bad. But there's a whole bunch of things that I wouldn't mind seeing improved to make it even better. So I'm really hoping my afterlife is great. Well, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. If I believe that, I also believe that there's a heaven and a hell. Now, everybody believes in heaven. A lot of people don't really want to believe in hell because that would not be a good place to end up. If what the Bible says is true. So, okay, I'm going to assume that we'd all like to go to heaven. That's pretty much a given. I think we'd all like to go there. But how do we get there? And that's what I was talking about going back to basics. How do we get to heaven? How do we get to that awesome place the Bible talks about where the streets are made of gold? And it's just, it describes it really awesome. And whether it's a word picture or whether it's really like that, I don't know, but it does describe it as an awesome place. So how do we get there? Well, there's two ways to get there. And you're like, wait a minute, I've heard there's only one. Well, there's actually two. You could live a perfect life, never sin, never make any mistakes, follow all the rules and regulations, and you would go there. Or there's another way, because like people like me, we ain't perfect. And I don't know about the rest of you, but there's a really good chance that you probably aren't either. It's kind of like motocross. No matter how big an expert you are, how good you are, whether you're Ricky Carmichael, you know, James Stewart, it doesn't matter. No matter how good, eventually you mess up. You make mistakes. Well, that's how our life is. No matter how good we want to live, eventually we mess up. Well, if we mess up, that has to be fixed. I mean, if we mess up, an apology sometimes fixes it. You know, there's bigger things. But somebody needs to take care of the wrongs that we do. So if you're the person that's perfect, you don't really need to listen to the rest of this. But if you're like the rest of us or like me, you should probably listen to the rest of it. Because God gave us an out. He made it easy for us. He says, I know you can't live that way. There's a scripture I want to read. See, it says in Habakkuk, it's talking about God. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. So he just can't deal with wrongdoing. He just can't deal with it. And because of that, he wanted to make sure there was a way for us to still be with him. See, if he just wanted robots, if he just wanted that, he could just, you know, just like he created the angels, he could create us and make us love him. Well, if you make somebody do something, that ain't really very cool. I mean, if you try to make your kids love you, I mean, that ain't cool. You want them to love you on their own. Well, that's the same way God is. He wants us to love him on our own. So it's like, okay, I want to love God, but man, I still got that problem that I'm doing wrong all the time and somebody needs to pay for this. And that's where Jesus comes in. And the Bible says God loved us so much that he sent his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Okay, so how does that work? And everybody here that knows me knows the scriptures that I like to use to make that point out of the Bible. And I want to use them today, but I just want to talk about them a little bit more. Now, the verse I just mentioned is out of John 3:16. Now, it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." I always paraphrase stuff. I don't remember it word for word. So, what does that mean? Well, Jesus came and died for us. He came to this earth. So God came here to this earth, lived here, allowed himself to be crucified, even so he did no wrong, allowed himself to be nailed to a cross to pay the price for the sins that we commit. Wow, that's an awesome, loving God. That's the one I want to spend eternity with. So now I got this figured out, okay? Jesus paid the price, but I still don't know what I'm going to do with this, so I got to elaborate on that. And that's where my favorite scriptures come in. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, you've heard me read this a bunch of times if you know me, but what does it really mean? Well, it means exactly what it says. You got to believe it in your heart. So just because your daddy is a preacher doesn't get you to heaven. Just because you were raised in a church, like I was, for instance, that wouldn't get me to heaven. It doesn't get you there. No matter how good you live, it doesn't get you there, like we said before. You have to make a decision that you believe that Jesus truly came here and died for you. And because of that, you go to heaven, not because of anything you do or I do. So we have to make a conscious decision. It doesn't just accidentally happen. Because, you know, you talk to people all the time. Well, yeah, I was born and in the church and, you know, been going to church all my life. And sometimes you can look at them and go, yeah, do you believe in Jesus? Oh, yeah, I totally believe in him. Okay, but have you ever made a true decision for him? That's the question. Once you make that decision, it's never the same. You will be a different person. Things change. And the next verse behind the one I just read, you know, it says, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So once Jesus comes into your heart, what it does, now not everybody is called to be a preacher. You know, what it did to me, it made me want to talk about him. That's why I come out here. I want to talk about Jesus. Well, it may not want you, you know, it may not make you want to preach, but you should want to share him. If you just make the decision for Christ and lock it away in the closet, that ain't really what Jesus asks us to do. He wants us to profess our faith. He wants us to be brave enough to admit it, in other words. So, are you willing to do that? You know, are we willing to do that? I know, you know, there's what you call, I like to call them loner Christians. I know you've heard that. People that, well, I have my faith and I believe in God, but I do it all on my own by myself because I just can't, you know, I just can't be around people. That's not what the Bible asks us to do. And I'm not saying that you got to be in a church every day, but you got to be around believers just like you all are this morning. I want to read verse 11 because you might be the person sitting there going, okay, I believe all that, but man, I'm just a miserable person. I've done so many things wrong. I haven't murdered anybody, but I come close, and I'm just a miserable person. Well, the next verse will clear that up for you. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. And I'm going to skip a verse, and it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. No exception. White, green, blue, red, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Everybody that calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. And that's what we need to spend eternity in heaven. I know that's where I want to spend eternity, and I hope that's where you all want to be with me. And as most of you already know Jesus here, but I'm sure there's somebody listening to this speaker here that doesn't yet. And I hope God's touching their heart to where they know they got to make a change. Now, if everybody's, you know, if life's great and there ain't nothing wrong and you don't feel anything that you should do anything different, well, maybe that's just not for you or it's not your day. But if you feel it and you know that God's knocking, it's time to answer because we don't know how long we'll be here. And with that, I'd like to close. Dear Father God, we just love you. We thank you so much that you have made it easy for us to spend eternity with you. It sure wasn't easy for Jesus. I can't even imagine being nailed to a cross. But he did it to pay the price for anything that we do wrong. So all we have to do is believe that. I know with that comes that we want to live for you, that we want to live the way you want us to live. We know that. But that does not get us there. What he did is what gets us there. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, I ask right now that you draw people to you this morning. People that don't know you. This is the last state race for the year. And who knows? I don't know how many people go to church and how many don't. Or how many are called to do it, but if they hear from you right now, Lord, I just ask that you would touch them to where they want to answer that call. We just thank you so much, Lord. Father God, we thank you for a beautiful morning. It's going to be an awesome race day. It couldn't be any more perfect. It's just super. RJ and his crew and the kids all did a really good job getting the track prepped, and we thank them for that. So we just ask right now that you'd be with us. As always, let us do everything for your glory and not ours. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.